big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I want to say thank you, Father God, for life, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I ask you to watch out over us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for being God. I thank you, Father God, for being the one that we can turn to in the midnight hour. Thank you for being the one that we can turn to, Father God, in the afternoon, in the midday, in the evening, Father God, in the early mornings, Father God. Thank you for being the one that we can turn to regardless of what time it is, Father God, because you don't look at the clock, Father God. You're not looking at the minutes and the hours, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, when we come to you to talk to you, you're not saying, looking at your watch, you're saying, I'll be glad when he finished. I'd be glad when she finished. No, but you listen to us, Father God, attentively, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And for that, I want to say thank you. Thank you for always having a listening ear, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to say thank you, Father God, for being everything that we need from you, Father God. Thank you for being our way maker. Thank you for truly being our miracle worker, Father God. Thank you for being our healer, Father God. Thank you for being our deliverer, Father God. We're living in a day and time where so many people, Father God, need redemption, where so many people need deliverance, where so many people need healing, where so many people need a revival, a spiritual revival, a personal revival, where so many people need to be revitalized, Father God, and rejuvenated, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So many people need a spiritual facelift, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. They need a spiritual facelift, Father God, where they can get that deep, deep, deep connection with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. They need that spiritual facelift, Father God, that they can get that deep inner transformation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so they can truly believe that you are God the Father. They can truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that they can truly believe that the Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will give us a spiritual facelift, Father God, to allow us to be able to understand our purpose, to allow us to feel renewed, Father God, from the inside, Father God, so that we may not just be concerned with how we look on the outside, but that our inside can feel good, Father God, so that our inside can be at peace, so that our inside can have joy, so our inside can have calmness, so that our inside can have compassion, so our inside can have comfort. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, give us a spiritual facelift, Father God, and cleanse us, Father God, from the inside to the outside, Father God. Sanctify us, Father God, from the inside to the outside, Father God. Purify us, Father God, from the inside to the outside, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will go to even the deepest part of us, Father God, that may have unforgiveness, the deepest part of us that may have hidden sin, Father God, the deepest part of us, Father God, that may have no love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the deepest part of us that may have hatred, Father God, go to the parts of us that may have racism, Father God, the parts of us, Father God, that may be judgmental, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will give us a spiritual facelift on today, Father God, that we may be rejuvenated, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we may truly be rejuvenated, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we can become more like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so that when people see us, they don't see us, but they see the glow of the Holy Ghost, Father God. They see the glow of God, the glow of Jesus. They see you. We represent the light of Christ, Lord God. So give us that spiritual facelift, Father God, that when people see us, they see that spiritual light, Father God. In the name of Jesus, give us that spiritual transformation from the inside to the outside, Father God. Help us not to just work on our outside bodies, Father God. That's going to go back to the dust. But allow us to work on the inside of us, Father God. That's going to spend eternity somewhere, whether it's in heaven or hell, Father God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you give us that spiritual facelift, Father God. Somebody may want a spiritual facelift, Father God, physically, Father God, not just spiritually, but they want one physically, Father God. They want you to take away the crow's feet, Father God. They want you to take away the wrinkles. They want you to take away the saggy neck, Father God. They want you to take away the saggy cheeks, Father God. Father God, you know how to give us that spiritual facelift, and you know how to give us that physical facelift, where we don't have to go to the doctor. We don't have to go to the plastic surgeon, Father God. But all we have to do is come to Jesus. All we have to do is live right for Jesus. All we have to do is get in our word. All we have to do is stay connected to God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost. Father God, I pray for that spiritual facelift. I pray for that physical facelift, Father God, that emotional facelift, Father God, that mental facelift, Father God. I pray for that financial facelift, Father God, that you will renew our finances, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Renew us in our minds, Father God. Renew us in our emotions, in our hearts, Father God. All of the heavy things that we carry on a daily basis, Father God. Everything that's weighing us down. Everything that's causing our bodies to break down, Father God. That's causing our bodies to be in pain, Father God. That's causing us to be in lack, Father God. And that's causing us to be in insufficiency, Father God. Whatever it is, Father God, I pray that you will give us that spiritual facelift, Father God, and lift us out of that, Father God. Lift us out of darkness. Lift us out of sin. Lift us out of lift us out of poverty, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, lift us out of depression. Lift us out of anxiety. Lift us out of panic attacks, Father God. Lift us out of Alzheimer's and dementia. Lift us out of cancer, Father God. Lift us out of diabetes and hypertension and migraines, Father God. Lift us out of back pain and neck pain and shoulder pain and scapular pain, Father God. Lift us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, out of rotator cuff pain, Father God, elbow pain, carpal tunnel, Father God, in the name of Jesus, lift us out of all forms of pain, Father God, lift us out of these generational curses, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will lift each and every person out of generational curses. I pray that you will lift us out of our past, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and help us to be focused on our present. Help us to be focused on our future, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord, to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us, oh God, that spiritual transformation. Thank you for giving us that spiritual revival. Thank you, Father God, for giving us that spiritual facelift. Thank you for giving us that physical facelift, Father God. The facelift that's going to take all the blemishes, all of the acne, Father God, all the dark spots, all of the fading spots, Father God, all of the uneven tones, Father God, is going to take it away because we're going to be right on the inside and we're going to eat the right foods and we're going to drink more water, Father God. And that's going to change the outlook on our physical faces, Father God. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for that spiritual facelift, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I pray that you start with me, Father God. Look then upon all of my supporters. Give them a spiritual facelift, Father God. My church family, give them a spiritual facelift. All of my family, extended family, friends, their family and friends, my former co-workers, my former managers, give them all a spiritual facelift on today. Give this world a spiritual facelift on today. And I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you. You can find this Shawnee's Prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. You can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download. Please subscribe to it. Please comment, like, and share it with someone else. God bless you and God bless you.